If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My, what a privilege it is to be alive today. God is blessing in a very remarkable way as 1977 gets underway. I trust that this will be a good day with you and with your family, wherever you are and whatever you're engaged in at this moment. May the blessings of God be upon you and your life as you begin this day in the proper way. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we extend to you and to your family a cordial invitation to come and share the blessings of God with us here at Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church, and that is the Bible. We believe God's Word is inspired and infallible, and that God's Word is trustworthy, having the answers to the many perplexing questions that confront us today. By the way, when is the last time you sat down and opened the Word of God and read from its blessed pages? When did you last let God speak to your heart by the Holy Spirit through the written Word? The Bible is the most important and most wonderful book in the Bible. No wonder the poet said, "Within this ample volume lies the mystery of mysteries. Happiest they of human race, to whom their God hath given grace to read, to fear, to hope, to pray, to lift the latch, to force the way. But better had they ne'er been born, that read to doubt or read to scorn." Yes, the Bible is God's book. It is God's Word. It is holy and inspired. And the Bible can serve as a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. And you can say with the psalmist, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." I trust that you'll come today and study the Word of God with us in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. Our morning worship service begins at 11, and our evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services are planned to meet your spiritual needs, and we invite you to share them with us here at Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. The theme for our Sunday school and church operation during these days is building for Christ as we build for eternity. As you know, we are now in the process of building a new church, a new building. It is located at Loop 820 and Campus Drive, just next door to the Fort Worth State School. We're now under construction for our new properties. We covet your prayers in these matters and ask you again to remember that we are building for Christ as we build for eternity. To acquaint you somewhat with the ministry of Worth Baptist Church, on March the 6th, we will celebrate our 23rd anniversary. Worth Baptist Church Sunday School averaged 699 per Sunday. That's just one away from 700 throughout the entire year of 1976. And our goals are higher for this year. We're reaching beyond that to win many souls to Jesus Christ. We're teaching the Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. The radio broadcast, the printed page, and then our great worldwide missionary endeavor, all of these things together we are doing to win men and women and boys and girls to Jesus Christ. We are in a worldwide ministry of sending missionaries to the ends of the earth. And again, right here at home, not only our regularly scheduled Sunday school in the morning, but we have an afternoon Sunday school which meets at 3 o'clock. For those who are not privileged to come in the morning hour. Remember, the time is 3 o'clock every Sunday afternoon for our B Sunday School here at Worth Baptist Church. We have classes for those who are slow in education and in learning, and especially as this class highlighted on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Perhaps you have a friend or a member of your family who is a slow educable. We invite you to call us and inquire about our special classes for the slow educables at 3 o'clock every Sunday afternoon. And then the entire scope of the Sunday school is open for anybody and everybody at that special hour, 3 o'clock, every Sunday afternoon. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. The only way we have of knowing that you receive this broadcast is for you to write us and let us hear from you. So we'll be expecting to hear from you this week. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you would like a cassette tape of today's message, it is yours simply by writing and requesting it. Remember the mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, and the zip code is 76119. I remind you once again that it would be our joy to have you visit Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street, and we shall look forward to greeting many of you in the services today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled Fortified Faith to Live By. I shall read from Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 22. But before I read the scripture, I'd like for you to pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come to Thee again in this hour, thanking Thee for the wonderful privilege of voicing the truth and preaching the gospel over this radio station. We pray for every listener. Thou knowest who they are and where they are and what their needs are in this hour. I pray for our sick and shut-in ones, those who are unable to be out to public assembly and public worship, especially for those in the rest homes and the senior citizens and those in the hospitals. I pray, dear God, that Thou wouldst bless them in this hour, then those who are in their places of business, or perhaps in a motel or hotel room, or somewhere today traveling across the city or traveling across the state. Wherever this broadcast reaches needy hearts, I pray that lonely souls would turn by faith to Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, at verse 22, I read, "By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, were drowned." Fortified faith, a faith that we can live by. This is the wonderful story of Moses, a great man of faith. If you want to know the definition of faith, you must turn back to verse 1 of this 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, where Paul will write, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My friend, I wonder about your faith today. Do you exercise faith in God? Someone has defined faith as the eye that sees the invisible, the hand that touches the intangible, and the ear that hears the inaudible. Jesus Christ said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Jesus said, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to a mountain, be thou removed into the sea, and it would be so. Jesus said, have faith in God. The Apostle Paul said, by grace are you saved through faith. Faith is one of the most important elements in your life. Every time you sit down in a chair, you exercise faith in that chair. When you get in your car to drive across town, you exercise faith in your car. When you board a plane to fly across the country, you're exercising faith in the plane and in the pilot. Yes, faith is an important element in your life. But the real crux of the matter is this, the object of your faith. Where is your faith today? In whom do you have faith? Is your faith in God? Do you have faith in Jesus Christ? Is your faith fortified? Let's look again at the life of Moses out of these verses that we've read you from Hebrews 11. We'll notice several things about the faith that Moses had. First, it was a faith that was instilled from childhood. Verse 23 tells us that Moses, when he was born, his parents hid him 3 months. The parents of Moses were godly people. Parents, let me ask you a question today. Do you have faith in God? Are you exercising faith in the rearing of your children? Do your sons and daughters know that you have faith in God? Can they see it in your lives? Are you teaching your children the right way, God's way, the Bible way? Are you instilling in your children faith in Almighty God? The parents of Moses did. And because Moses had faith instilled from childhood, when he became an adult, he was in the right relationship with God. In the second place, we note that Moses' faith was a faith that was mature. In verse 24, it is written, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, that is, when he was an adult, when he grew up, when he was grown, when he matured, he had a mature faith. There are a lot of people who are mature in their chronological age, but they're still in the kindergarten in their faith. Not so the man Moses. When Moses was mature, he had a mature faith. Is your faith mature? Can you face the difficulties, the trials, the burdens, the problems of life, knowing that your faith is mature? Such was the case with Moses. And such can be your experience as you develop in reading the Word of God, in praying to God, and listening to the messages by attending church and developing Christian friends. All of these things add to the stature of your faith, bringing about in your life, like in Moses, a mature faith. And then in the third place, the faith that Moses had, that fortified faith, was a faith that made the right choice. I read in verse 25 that Moses chose rather than the pleasures of sin and the riches of Egypt, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. Mature faith always makes the right choice. What about the decisions that you're making in your life? Some of you today are faced with a decision, perhaps many decisions. You're deciding, where will I go to church today? What will I do with my life in 1977? Where will I put my church membership? Which church will I belong to, be a part of, and support? Or you're facing the decision, shall I go to church today or not? Well, my friend, if you have mature faith, you will make the right choice. And the only right choice is to go God's way, the Bible way, the church way, the Christ way. This is the way for you to go, and your faith will enable you, like Moses, to make the right choice in life. The decision you make today will govern your life tomorrow, and what you decide to do today will affect every day in the rest of your life. Not only that, but it will affect you for eternity. If you decide for Christ today, all eternity is guaranteed you safety, salvation, security in the Lord Jesus. If you decide against Christ today, oh, you say, but I wouldn't do that. Well, let me show this. Let me point this out to you, my friend. If you fail to decide for Jesus Christ, you will automatically decide against Him. And your decision against Christ, you will reap for all the days of your life and throughout eternity. Because if you die in your sins, you will spend eternity eternally separated from God in a place that the Bible calls an eternal lake of fire. Yes, your decision, your choice is important today, and your faith will enable you to make the right choice. Not only that, but fortified faith in the life of Moses resulted in a positive action. Verse 27 tells us that Moses did something very positively. He forsook Egypt. My friend, there is an Egypt in your life. You must learn to forsake it, taking positive action to do the right thing. To do the right thing means to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. To take positive action in your life today. Saying with Joshua, for example, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Saying with Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Yes, your faith today, if it is fortified, will give you the ability and the wisdom and the courage to take the right step and make positive action the rule of your life. Not only that, in the fifth place, the fortified faith of Moses enabled him to overcome fear. Verse 27 tells us that he feared not the wrath of the Pharaoh. The Bible teaches us whom we should fear. Jesus said, do not fear men who can destroy only the body, but fear God who, after he has destroyed the body, can cast both body and soul into hell. My friend, you need not fear man. Your fear must be deeper than that. Because you must learn to reverentially trust God. Fear God. You do not have to have the fear of man if you have trust in your heart toward God. The Bible tells us that love casteth out fear. Moses, because he loved God and because he had faith in what God promised, overcame the fear of the wrath of the king. But that's not all. In the sixth place, the faith that Moses possessed enabled him to endure hardships. Verse 27 tells us that he endured. Oh, there's some things for you to endure, my friend. You may have to endure the persecution, the criticism, and the ridicule of people around you when you serve God. They may make fun of you. They may deprive you of some of the things that you think you ought to have. But, oh, my friend, if you have faith in God, you can endure all of the hardships. The Apostle Paul wrote to young Timothy, encouraging him to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Yes, there are some hardships. There are some trials. There are some difficulties. There are some trying moments, some crises that'll come in your life, some burdens, but my friend, you can endure these if you have faith in God. Faith is a mighty, mighty force. Through faith, you can endure the hardships and win the victory over this world system. And then in the seventh and final place, the positive faith that Moses had, that fortified faith, brought about a spirit of obedience in his life. We read in verses 28 and 29 that Moses obeyed the commandment of God in keeping the Passover. Moses was an obedient servant. To have faith in God, to believe God, to trust God means to obey Him. Could I ask you a personal question? Whose will are you going to obey today? Will you obey your will or will you obey God's will? Will you do as you please or will you do as God pleases? What about your life? What about your relationship to God? What about your personal, individual faith? Is it fortified? Does your faith motivate you to obey God? If so, my friend, I believe this about you. You will be in God's house today, fellowshipping with God's people and worshiping and glorifying Jesus Christ. What about your faith? I have this footnote, and I shall be through. The faith you keep will keep you. I'm glad that you've been tuned to the broadcast today, my friend. And I want to extend to you again a cordial invitation to visit with us at Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our evening worship service at 7. Don't forget we have a special Sunday school for everybody with an emphasis on the slow educables at 3 o'clock every Sunday afternoon. If you'd like more information about it, call the church office. Remember, the services are open for you today. We would love to have you and your family visit with us at Worth Baptist Church. And we would like to hear from you by mail. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, so until next Lord's Day, at this same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.